Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You know, this is one of my favorites. It's Barbara Lewis.
It seems so good.
Yeah. That's from the Wayback Machine, buddy. My friends, it's still a great song. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And sometimes we play the oldies. We play a few oldies and get you going and get things started. Thanks for letting me do that. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. It's a 13-and-a-half-year-old website, all the way back to 1997, that we've been building, and we update every weekday. Lots of new stuff there that will help you with your small business, regardless of where you are on the time continuum of owning a business. So don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll question. It's right on the homepage there. I want to talk about paradigms and the second decade of the 21st century. You know, I've been using that term a lot lately, haven't I? The second decade of the 21st century. I've been doing that to help you understand that you're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. To help you understand that the second decade of the 21st century is a quantum leap from the 20th century. If you're over 30 years old, everything you learned, probably just about everything you learned in the 20th century, and most of that's obsolete today. So if you've anything that you there are fundamentals now. Of course, there are fundamentals that transcend, that cut across all time. But so much of what we know, and that we use every day, is that what we learned in the 20th century has become obsolete today. And especially applications, especially the way we do things. And so I want to talk about what do we do when we get into those kinds of applications, those kinds of habits that become paradigms. And paradigms are the way we see the world. Joel Barker, our buddy Joel Barker, the great futurist, he'll be back on the show on Friday. He says paradigms are the way we view our world, and we put up filters with those paradigms, or the paradigms, I should say, are filters, and we only let certain things in, things that agree with us, things that we're comfortable with, things that we've learned how to be successful with. Anything else, including warnings from the future about how we need to change our behavior, even those things get rejected by our paradigms. Well, when things happen externally that shift those paradigms, that basically make the way we see the world, basically irrelevant anymore, then that creates a paradigm shift. And Barker says everything goes back to zero, and whoever is still holding on to those old paradigms is holding nothing, basically. I'm telling you this story to tell you that your business is changing. The way you do business is changing, and it's changing fast, and it's changing significantly. And this is why you've heard me say before many times, I've said this for over 10 years, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. I want to talk about something that happened last week for a minute. You know, Administaff has been one of our great partners, our great corporate partners, for many, many years now. Well, last week, I was in Houston with them when they changed their name. They celebrated their 25th anniversary last week. And on the 25th anniversary, they did away with the name that took them to where they were, to the great success that they had. They did away with the name, created a whole new name. A name that didn't even exist in English or any language before. The word Insperity is the new name. Now, I'm telling you all this to tell you that their business model was successful. They made this change. They decided to change their name, their tagline, their logo, and the way they do business a fair amount of, about the way they do business, even though what they were doing was successful. You know why they did that? They looked at the future, and they said, you know what, our paradigms for the way we have become comfortable and have been able to be successful within our paradigms, those are not going to last as long as we'd like for them to. So let's make the change before we have to. Let's change while we're still successful, before we get into a bind, before we have deferred maintenance, so to speak. Let's make this change. And that's what they did. And, you know, Jay Meeks was on the show last week talking a little bit about this. I encourage you to go back and listen to those to those three segments that he and I did on this. But I wanted to offer the admitted staff to Insperity transition, that metamorphosis. I wanted to offer that to you as an example of what I want you to think about. Today, this week, this month, this year, I want you to say, okay, is the way I'm doing things, is the way I'm doing my business, are the things that I sell, the way I sell them, the price I charge, how I bundle them, the packages I create, the customers I'm going after, the way I'm going after them, are those going to work a year from now, 2 years from now, 3, 5, 10 years from now? And think about making the change before you have to. If you can do that, I call that leading change. It's not changing. It's not managing change. It's leading change. And I think that's how you're going to be successful long-term in the second decade of the 21st century. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.